Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by Tim Price, who's a director at Price Value Partners. How are you today, Tim?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, but not doing as well, apparently.
Not as cheaper as the UK economy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just on fire. I mean, what happened? Where did it all go right?
Well, as someone who was a keen Leave voter, this hasn't come as any particular surprise. So it's clearly causing vast amounts of cognitive dissonance for the Ramoners.
And but is it anything more? I mean, you can take the credit because, I mean, well, I suppose we sort of knew that
if your currency is going to depreciate by 10-15% overnight, then clearly that's going to give you some fillip when it comes to exports, and that's presumably being borne out in the numbers now.
But is there anything more than that, and is that sustainable? Because that could be the other aspect, that we hit a level, then we plateau, and then that's it. Then we start getting inflationary and other negative effects coming in after this honeymoon period.
But kind of be careful what you wish for, because this you know, so-called inflation, which is clearly embryonic at the moment, so I think it was whatever it was, came in at 1% annualized or year-on-year change from the previous period. Mark Carney has been trying to deliver inflation for as long as he's been in office, and now he's finally going to get some. So, again, that's been monetary policy in the UK for as long as I can remember, certainly since the global financial crisis began. So,
wrong type of inflation?
Yeah, exactly, wrong type of snow. Looking at the trade figures, I am going to guesstimate these figures now, so I could probably do the checking them, but I'm pretty sure that the the trade deficit's of the order of somewhere between 5 and 6%, which is huge, it optically looks huge. But when you consider the currency impact that we've now just had, that competitive devaluation of meaningful size, I think those trade figures are going to start that the deficit's going to start to look an awful lot rosier over the course of the next few years.
So really, there isn't that much negative even on the further horizon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of business you're operating in. So if we're looking at this from a perspective of investors, then there's all kinds of reasons to be cheerful for, let's say, FTSE 100 type businesses, because they're operating earnings, invariably the larger slice of that pie is foreign anyway. So they've had a pickup given sterling's depreciation. In terms of domestic, actually thinking about it, in terms of the domestic players, let's say the more small to mid-cap parts of the market, if they're sourcing product, for example, domestically anyway, it should have no real impact on them at all. So you do have to kind of wonder whether a lot of Project Fear, just with the benefit of hindsight, now looks ridiculously overblown.
And the other aspect, maybe, which I don't think anybody's really pointed out, that being in the EU gave us an artificially overvalued currency, which ruined our competitiveness.
Yeah, so we're now clearly going to reap the benefit of that. So, you know, amen to all of these factors. I mean, it is what I find disappointing, disillusioning, and lots of other words beginning with D, is deflating, is that you've got on the part of the mainstream media utter denial. So in terms of the Kubler-Ross stages of grief, they haven't moved beyond stage one of denial yet. And you think, you know, this, you know, just accept it. I was having a bit of a Twitter spat earlier today. Twitter is clearly a time sink that I should wean myself off. But with someone, and they were making the point that, you know, it's all about, you know, ideology and all this. It's not about ideology at all. It's about numbers. There was a referendum. Leave won, Remain lost. Get over it.
Tony Blair hasn't got over it. He wants to have another referendum.
Well, as we were saying just before we started, as we were discussing, I'm not sure I would cite Tony Blair for any argument in terms of politics or economics that I wanted to win.